This is Dakota Datebook for September 16th. As the Northern Pacific Railway made its way across Dakota Territory, it eventually reached what is now known as Billings County. The first siding there was called Fogarty, named for a railroad contractor. In 1883, it was renamed Summit, a fitting name, as the railroad was at its highest point before descending into the Badlands. The site was renamed once again when it was platted on this date in 1909, becoming known as Fryburg. This time it was named in honor of Civil War General James Barnett Fry. General Fry was a little-known but highly respected military officer. A West Point graduate, he served in the Mexican-American War. In 1861, he was assigned to a unit that provided protection during Abraham Lincoln's inauguration. Later, he served as Chief of Staff, first to General McDowell, then to General Buell. In 1863, he was appointed Provost Marshal General, putting him in close contact with President Lincoln. Fry impressed nearly everyone who worked with him. He was recommended to Lincoln by none other than General Ulysses S. Grant. Presidential aide John Hay, who interacted with many notable figures, once called Fry the firmest and soundest man I meet. Fry's duties included enforcing the draft, recruiting black soldiers, highly controversial work at the time, but he carried out his responsibilities with efficiency and impartiality. Even those who didn't like him admitted a certain admiration for the businesslike way he approached his role. General Fry continued his military service until 1881. After retiring, he turned to writing. He passed away in 1894. Fryburg received a post office in 1911, and a newspaper soon followed when Gerald P. Nye began publishing the Fryburg Pioneer. Nye would later become a United States Senator. In the 1950s, Fryburg saw a surge of activity and prosperity during the oil boom. And here's the curious part of the story. General Fry had no known connection to North Dakota. Perhaps someone who served with him in the Army or worked with him in Washington thought he was worthy of remembrance. In any case, the town named for him grew, though few today remember who he was. Today's Dakota Datebook was written by Dr. Carol Butcher. I'm Merrill Pepcorn.
Dakota Datebook is produced in cooperation with the State Historical Society of North Dakota, with funding from Humanities North Dakota.